We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Before we start the show, I've got to tell you guys about Solace Meds. They are a premier dispensary with smoking hot deals to offer. They have four convenient locations, one in Fort Collins, one in Wheat Ridge, another off Broadway, and one just blocks away from the DMVR bar on East Colfax. They've got some fantastic deals going on. They've also doing weekly vendor pop-ups in June. And if you head into their Wheat Ridge location, you can get a free Solace bar or a King Cone when you mention the code as well. That's Wheat Ridge location of Solace Meds. Head in and mention DNVR20 to receive 20% off and get a free Solace bar or King Cone. Remember, all these amazing deals you can take advantage of by using that promo code DNVR20 at checkout.
Nobody out. 3-2 on Charlotte.
Jokic gets it across the timeline. Gets a high pick and pop with Murray.
Lindsay breaking through.
Taken away by Nathan MacKinnon. 2-on-2 with Landeskog.
Done it again. Vaughn Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Dump two hands, Nikola Jokic.
Save me by Grubauer with the left pad. Oh, goodness gracious me.
Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Two-run home run, Trevor Story.
Lock, end zone, touchdown. Number two for Sutton.
Got it, oh man. That's from way downtown. And the blue arrow is flying at Pepsi Center.
Scott!
Welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast presented by Breckenridge Brewery. It's a Friday. Everyone here is ready to watch the Avs tonight, game three against Vegas, and we're going to be drinking a lot of Breck brews and a lot of Breck Good Company seltzers. It's the best way to go on Fridays, and my birthday's on Sunday, so mixing tequila and Good Company seltzers is probably my game plan. I'm really excited for that.
That is good company.
But today we've got a little bit of multiple topics. We're going to talk about the second round of the Nuggets and the Avs, as well as answer some of the questions from the DNVR Lounge, the Discord. So let's start off with, and Drew Kreisman will be joining us later. Wow. He's finishing up his pod. So I'm your host, Ali Monroy. I got D-Line, AJ, and Andre Simone all here. Drew Kreisman will join us in a little bit. But let's just start off, Eric. The Nuggets won game six last night. The bar was going crazy. How relieved were you?
It took a little bit of a turn. It became a backhanded compliment at the end of it. So,
I mean, you made me switch seats.
I did.
Because of the vibes. So I had to go somewhere else to watch the game.
I will say, wow. I didn't make you do anything. You sweat.
Wow,
you
went.
You were sitting,
then you went, and when you went to do whatever it is that you were doing, the Nuggets came back and took the lead. And then you were like, oh, man, do I have to not come back? And I was like, I'm sorry. Yes, that's the –
You're like, bye. Have a good night.
I mean, I made it clear, like, I definitely want you here, but it's – you know, this is out of my hands at this point.
I understand.
Sure. So I was relieved that they came back, but – I mean, I called that series to go six games. Like, the Nuggets are just a better team than the Portland Trailblazers. Like, even without Jamal Murray in tow, like, Nikola Jokic can do whatever he wants to the Trailblazers. Really, their only resistance is Jusuf Nurkić just being big, but he's just like big and clumsy, and he's a pretty low IQ player. So he just fouled out every game. And at the end of the game, when the series obviously and the game was on the line, like Nurkić had five fouls, like he had racked up every game prior, and so they didn't even put Nurkić on Jokic at the end of the game. It was all on Robert Covington, and it was just barbecue chicken. I mean, like, Jokic just cooked him every single possession. Like, Covington had absolutely no resistance to offer to Jokic, and Nurkić was just, like, standing in the corner like an idiot because he is unable to stay in front of him. So, to me, like, this outcome was written. Like, this was always going to be the case. Like, the fact that it even went to six games is just really testament to the fact that, like, sports are sometimes inexplicable. And game four, where the Nuggets got, like, absolutely blown out, sometimes just happen. You know, like, the team looked tired. There were reports that came out that there were protesters, like, supposedly
outside their hotel.
Yeah, like hunting a journalist or something, like super crazy stories. Anyway, they played it off like it was no big deal, but they were like sleepwalking through that game. So the Nuggets are just a better team than Portland Trailblazers. This you can pretty much guarantee at this point that this will be the last time we ever see Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum play together again. That team is absolutely going to be blown up at this point. Like, they just keep running it back and running into the exact same outcome every single time. So I would expect big changes in the Pacific Northwest. Great game, great series.
Do you think Nurkić is going to have a good summer?
I don't think so. I think he's going to have a very tumultuous summer. I think that he's going to have a lot of looking in the mirror, talking to his agent, who's Rich Paul, by the way, who is like, he's like, I don't know if you guys know who Rich Paul is, but he's like the famed agent of LeBron James that has sort of like taken over the league and like is sort of the agent face of the player empowerment movement. And that's Nurkic's agent. So we'll see. Like, so I don't know. Like, he's probably, I don't know, man. Like, Nurkić could very easily end up on the Los Angeles Lakers. It would be disgusting. And it would actually just make him even more hateable, which I can't, I don't know if I can wait for.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to turn to that. But okay, so the Nuggets won last night and the Lakers lost.
Yes. No, it was beautiful. Everything, the vibes,
are incredible.
If I was to sum them up into one word, I would say that the vibes were good. They were good vibes. everything that we wanted to have happened. All is right in the universe. Evil was vanquished, and the good guys won.
I saw this image on Twitter today that I definitely want to bring up. It said, can you imagine seeing this 6 months ago? Denver Nuggets advance, for people listening to the podcast. And the picture is of Jokic, MPJ, Facu Campazzo, Austin Rivers, and Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. Just like they drew it up and coming.
Could you imagine if we were doing a TDSB episode a few months ago and I told you this was going to be the lineup for the Nuggets? That's insane. No.
Well, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Austin Rivers, a guy they just pulled literally off of his couch. He had been cut by the Knicks because they didn't want to pay him. And so he was jobless. And, Aaron Gordon was a team they rescued off of a Orlando team, a perennially floundering Orlando team. And he was kind of like, he was their team's primary scorer, which now seeing him on the Nuggets explains so much as to why that team was not good. Like, he is not a good scorer.
Dude, it explains a lot about the Magic trajectory over the last few
years. It really, really does. Like, yeah. Aaron Gordon, great player, great defensive player, great in the like spot, offensive player, but like if you're relying on him to be your offense, like that explains quite a bit. But really, like, again, that hilarious graphic really just goes to the heart of the issue, which is that Jokic is undeniable. Like, you can put any number of players with him, you can pull them off of any number of couches, you can pull them from any number of floundering teams, and it just doesn't matter because the man is just an absolute phenom. He is the unquestionable MVP of this league. Like, I just, the more that I watch him, I think that I feel like my love for Jokic sometimes like has hit a ceiling, and then I realized there is no ceiling. The limit does not exist.
The limit does not exist. Austin Rivers' story is really, really cool. I recommend checking that out. Harrison Wind has posted a good amount of quotes and articles just kind of talking about the way, and he talked about it, I think, last week. So that's a really, really cool story from this season to see, and to see him really want to change the perception of him throughout the league and in the locker room. He's definitely bought into the Nuggets. We have Drew Kreisman here with us. Nope. Drew, how was your podcast?
It's good. I thought, okay. You know, I'm a big fan.
Well, that's good. That, yeah. We were saving this very important question to start until we had you here.
Is it the Avengers thing?
Yes.
First of all, how dare you? Second of all, thank you.
Before we get to the Avengers, Dre, AJ, even Drew, is there anything else you guys want to touch on the Nuggets?
I mean,
that's dope.
Really an incredible run, and crazy to think that with all those changes in the lineup, they're the only one of the four conference finalists from last year in the bubble to still be alive. It's a wide open race in the West. Anything's possible with Jokic on the floor.
Anything is possible.
He's just at another level, and everyone's just like a Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell injury away from being just like the Nuggets. So that's fun. You know, it's exciting. They're a pretty wild team. Pretty wild. And as a Nuggets fan, it's pretty noteworthy to me anytime they win a playoff series. So that's a big deal, man. That's a big deal. We haven't had a lot of those in my 15 years of living in Denver. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
AJ, anything?
I said girl, bye.
Girl, bye. Bye, Trailblazers.
Bye.
All right. Let's move on to this question that was asked in the DNVR lounge. A lot of people were excited to hear your answers. It is, fill out a roster of the Avengers with Nuggets, Avs, Rockies, and Broncos players. So the way we're going to do this is I am going to ask one by one who you guys have for, like, the Captain America position, Thor, Hulk, and so forth. So let's start off with Captain America. AJ, who is your Captain America of Denver sports?
I'm going with Eric Johnson.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Is he literal? Oh, he is American, yeah.
Very literal application of this exercise, AJ. He's been a captain or assistant captain for the American captain. National Hockey Team, right?
I'm not sure he got the A on the Olympic team.
Was he the captain of America?
Right. Like, he literally might have been Captain America at some point.
Maybe on one of those youth teams. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
AJ, why did you choose EJ?
Well, it helped that he's actually American.
Yes.
didn't have very many options there on the Avalanche. But no, he's, you know, renowned for the leadership, and since I can't just pick Landeskog for all of them, it's, you know, EJ's the other guy, the other kind of emotional center of what the Avs do. You know, he's such a huge part of the leadership core that has helped change the culture in that locker room, and it was very telling. When the Avs were really terrible and players were wanting out, and when those players finally got out, Eric Johnson didn't pull very many punches, and he said, "Now we have everybody pulling on the rope in the same direction instead of their own, and we're finally all on the same page. I think we have a chance to do something special," and he was correct.
So wait, right.
Just
quickly, am I supposed to construct my personal Avengers of all Nuggets players?
No.
Okay.
I can be whoever.
I only made mine with Avs players. So.
I was going to say I did that too, but whatever.
Swing with it. It's an open exercise, open to interpretation.
No, this is very artistic stuff, Dre. Yeah. We need to know the rules about these.
I can think of it.
I first had Drew Locke as Captain America because he's got the look, he's got the boy smile. But I've now, based on what AJ did, and now I've remedied it, Captain America, MPJ. Oh. He came back. He started off injured. He was weak. And then he rebuilt himself. He had back surgery and came back stronger. Science rebuilt him. And now he's got the look. He's got a winning smile. It's Captain America. Whoopsed amongst us wouldn't get behind MPJ leading him in the battle with a big... Shield.
Did you just take a backhanded shot at MPJ's high school smile?
I don't know. I didn't mean to. But probably, maybe.
Cold blooded.
MPJ used to be that skinny little kid huddled in the corner with the trash.
Yeah, I mean, but MPJ, you know, like he didn't get to play in high school much. He didn't get to play in college because he was injured. Like Captain America, a very scrawny soldier, wasn't fit for battle. And now, look at him.
Okay.
Okay. My Captain America isn't American, which
what?
Sorry.
Love it. Yes.
But it's definitely Landy. He's got the looks. He's got the he fights for his teammates. AJ, don't give me the shrug. He fights for his teammates. He's always there for he's Captain America.
Yeah. You're saying in a category where there's four possible associations you can make, and one of them is a literal nurse god in Thor, and you assign Landy to cast Captain America.
He's got the look. He's got the look of Captain America. That's just when I think of Captain America, I'm like, oh, Landeskog fits in perfectly. Plus, he's just there, defends his teammates, all that stuff. Anyways, he's
balancing the captain part bigger than the
yes.
And I do have a question as Drew gives us his Captain America is. How much is it part of Captain America's identity that he is, in fact, American?
I mean, that's usually pretty important.
It's a big one, huh?
Okay. I mean, Captain America is basically just like propaganda for children.
He identifies strongly as an American, is what you're telling me.
That's usually, I mean, they carry the stars and stripes, right? Oh, wow. You know,
he's carrying a shield and stuff, even.
The whole
he's protecting the shield, okay,
bro. He punched out Hitler over 200 times.
There are too many
I need to check out to see Hitler getting punched.
Cowards won't put that in the movies. Cowards.
Oh, they won't. Oh, jeez.
Okay, let's get back on track.
Yes.
Back on track. There's too many questions for this question.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, everyone is debating
the rest of the show at this pace.
I think so.
Everyone is disappointed in my choice of Captain America, so sorry. All right, let's move on. Drew, who's your Captain America?
Way to let the people down.
I filled it up with Rockies, so there might be people in other sports that fit, but whatever. I went with Trevor Story as the Rockies' Captain America. Actually, there was a particular moment. Look, you ask these kinds of questions, this is the kind of answer you're going to get from me. But when this was asked and you were like, okay, research this, I actually thought of a very specific moment. My favorite line from Captain America, the First Avenger, and they've had it in comics and stuff, is when Red Skull asks him why he's so special, what makes him so awesome or whatever, and he responds, I'm not special, I'm just a kid from Brooklyn, right? And then you go back to Trevor Story hitting home run number 100 before any fastest shortstop in history to get to 100, and I swear to God, the young man said, I'm not special, I'm just a kid from Texas, man. I'm just, and it's just like, yeah, that's your Captain America. That's the guy right
AJ there. Loves it.
He's the man. He's the quiet leader, but the people who guys would line up behind to go and do the thing. Maybe not the most charismatic outward publicly. Steve Rogers had that a little more stiff, but everyone loves Trevor Story. He's your Captain America.
Wow.
That's a good one. Dre, who's your Captain America?
Yeah, after that explanation, your answer is very disappointing, Callie. There's no doubt about it.
Sorry. I will not give any of my next answers. Sorry, that's where my Avengers team
That was a ends. Tough answer in retrospect. I interpret it as the Captain America of Denver sports. To me, there's only one clear answer. It's Chauncey Billups. Carrying the banner for Denver sports in many ways.
You know he's retired.
Well, I haven't seen EJ play hockey for 2 years, Buster. So
turn on the TV. He played three times this year.
And you know, the Americanness is a real issue for me, because I'd love to give it to Jokic, because spiritually, I think he has some real Captain America qualities for what he represents to the Denver sports scene, but apparently him being American is important. So I leaned in to the patriotism roots part even more so, and went with Denver's greatest sports son, Chauncey Billups. So there you go. F you, AJ.
Okay. We're going to move on.
Fair enough.
My goodness. Someone said my Captain America is Peyton Manning. Ooh. That's a good one.
Solid. I feel like the quarterback of the Broncos has to be good, just by default.
I'm not going to give any more of my takes, so I guess I shouldn't even say what's good, what's not good. You guys can decide that one. Next up, we've got Thor, which everyone in the comments is saying they will be extremely disappointed if this isn't Gabriel Landeskog. So, AJ, take it away.
Yeah, it's Landy for all the obvious reasons.
Can you state the obvious reasons, please?
Yeah, he's basically Thor IRL.
He's a Norse god.
He's a Norse god. He's an Adonis. I mean, look at him. He even looks like Thor.
Yeah, and all the man rocket, you know, the tip stuff. That's basically his hammer. Like, he's Thor, man. Yeah,
dude,
he's freaking Thor, dude.
He's got two hammers, but we won't get into it.
He's freaking Thor.
Stop it.
I just
and then to the MVR after dark, you might catch more info.
I guess you're right. He also has the look. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, God. Wow. Really, though, any athlete who uses a bat, you know, whatever they use in hockey, a stick, I suppose, would qualify as Thor.
Wow. Just a full team of Thors.
Every baseball player.
Not pitchers, though. Not pitchers.
True. Although the one guy in Major League Baseball who literally has the nickname Thor and looks exactly like him is a pitcher, Noah Syndergaard.
Ironically enough.
Yeah, doesn't carry the big bat.
All right, Eric, who's your Thor?
I mean, I obviously when I started this, I had Drew Locke as Captain America. Thor was obviously Gabriel Landeskog, but... Nice. If we're looking at only Nuggets, I'm going to say it is Aaron Gordon throwing the hammer down, slam dunk. He's got he's got power. He can rise above.
I'm good with that. He can fly.
He can fly. Again, hammering the slam dunks. What do people want from me? This is my second issue.
Finish some dunks a little more Thor.
You know what, Andre? You're not wrong, but I've got only very limited choices here.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. It's a great creative exercise. Don't be rain on your parade, no doubt.
Yeah. All right, Drew, who's your Thor?
Charlie Blackman's the obvious answer here, right? He's got the epic beard, the epic hair. As Dre so eloquently pointed out, he has a bat.
One thing really pushed him over the top.
Big hefty hammer there. Also, the quirky sense of humor that Thor often brings. Charlie's got that. The making the weird joke stuff. If you're going with, you know, your Infinity War into Endgame Thor, who's kind of let himself go a little bit with the unkempt beard, that gives even more kind of Charlie Blackman comps there. That's the guy. He's as powerful a member of the team as anybody else, but never really necessarily considered the leader or the top guy. Plays that comedic role, but when he needs to show up and blow everything up with his mighty hammer, you need Charlie Blackman to hit a walk-off grand slam, which he's done several times in his career.
Andre, who's your Thor?
Landy all the way. Landy.
Okay,
it's freaking Landy. Like, a lot of these are for discussion, and then there's one like absolute right answer.
No, totally.
Sorry. Anyways, before we continue, let's talk about some things that I am better at. DraftKings Sportsbook, placing some bets. What are we thinking for tonight's Avs game? I haven't seen. I'm going to take the over. That one didn't hit last time.
Something up. You know, I like Avs over 3 goals. I get that at plus money.
But if they score more than 3 goals, they're winning.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotta love that.
Right,
I get
now,
better odds on them to score 3 goals or more than I do them to win.
The odds for the Avs money line is minus 112. Over under is set at 5.5. And then the puck line is at minus 1.5.
Get this, AJ. Avs to win the cup plus 110.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Somebody saw their path to the cup finals and thought, this is free.
Well, I mean, they see the Avs winning the cup as likely as, like, the Rockies winning on a Tuesday against Jordan Lyles and the Rangers. Yep. Crazy.
All right.
We're living in crazy times.
Go check all of those things out on DraftKings Sportsbook. Download that top-rated sportsbook app now and use the promo code DNVR when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. The way to do this is bet on a basketball team of your choice, and if they win their next game, you can claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code DNVR for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only. Wagers paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Besides drinking Breck Brews, you guys all know the drill. You're going to need to drink some Strava Craft coffee to stay awake for these later games. We have some cold brew at the bar. Game starts at 8 o'clock today. So drink some Strava Craft coffee. You can have it delivered straight to your door every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, however fast you go through your coffee. And that way you don't have to ever worry about running out of coffee. They're not feeling the love as much, so they are giving us a 25% off promo code. That's DMVR25. Check that out. Strava is so good, and it's going to get you honking like a goose, like the DMVR Nuggets guys say. And it is perfect. And of course, supporting our sponsor supports us. So check that out. Our post-game shows, our DMVR post-game shows have been going off. They've been so much fun. The Nuggets had a blast yesterday. Avs post-game shows are so much fun. I produce those. You guys should join in, follow us on YouTube, and you can also join us in the Discord, which is where I got all the questions from today from. And you can use, if you sign up now, you'll get a free shirt and a holistic stick from Holistic Wellness, which is amazing. And you can use the promo code DMVR30 for 30% off at Holistic Wellness. So, Brad, I don't know if we're doing the second screen with Rudo today. I got to talk to him about that, Brad. Mm-hmm. No, we're not doing it. Are you not doing it with him, AJ?
We're not doing it. We're going to have a lot of people up there tonight.
Okay, so we aren't doing it today, possibly Sunday. Stay tuned for that. But let's keep going with our Avengers from the Nuggets, Avs, Rockies, and Broncos. Next up is Hulk. AJ, who is your Hulk?
I had a hard time with this one because there isn't really an obvious answer with no Zadorov.
Yep.
But I ended up going with McKinnon just because Hulk is the angrier he gets, you know, the more he smashes. And, you know, I think covering the Avs over the last couple of years, every time I've seen Nathan McKinnon throw his stick into the stands during morning skate, they're undefeated. So he's just one of those guys where the more he gets riled up, the better he is able to pull out of himself. You know, it's not true for everybody. We've seen angry Mikko Rantanen has not been very effective. He just kind of slips around like a deer on ice and then does dumb things and ends up in the penalty box a lot. But
a moose on ice. I think you missed that. Pretty easy.
he's got major early life Bambi vibes when he's flopping about. So with McKinnon, I think he was my best option for Hulk.
All right, Eric.
I was looking at my, I got very bored during AJ's answer. I
too don't like being told when I'm incorrect.
I went with Jokic because he's a big guy and you can't really move. He doesn't like really you don't really make him angry. Like when he gets angry, he just gets sort of like more resolute. It's like a terrible parallel actually, but he's very big. He's hard to move. He sort of can do whatever he wants. And that's right where it stops. That was my only other option. I mean, other than that, I had like JaVale McGee. No, Aaron Gordon again. Nope. It's gotta be Jokic. Hulk of the Nuggets, as we all call him, we always have.
Okay, Drew, your turn.
Yeah, so again, I went with people like on the current Rockies or whatever, right? If you got to pick one of them, it's got to be CJ Krohn. He's a great, big, enormous man, and he hits the ball very, very hard. He's the closest thing they've got to a Hulk. You want to go all-timers, though, can I pick Jason Giambi?
Oh.
Can I have Jason Giambi?
I'll give you that
Giambi
one.
Smash sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Giambi definitely smash. Giambi smash real big and hard. Like yeah. 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 I want to go with that. Matt Holliday.
I think he played here.
Matt Holliday, I one time like bumped into very like what I thought was neither one of us were moving that fast, but I definitely, after pumping into him, moved several inches and he moved not at all. He is a very big and strong man. So that's the other one. You could go with Matt Holliday, but he's so calm. Jason Giambi smash.
Okay, Dre, your turn.
Yeah, I really took it from the standpoint of who do I want to make least mad of anyone in Denver sports. I really think it's Mac. I think there can maybe be a few examples and cases that could be made for Vaughn. Vaughn's just such a nice guy, you know? And
yeah.
You know, the injuries, and they've gotten their ass kicked from time to time the last few years. So, yeah, I feel better about Mac. This is the one that I actually, my first answer was, yeah, I think Mac is Hulk. So that's what we'll stick with.
From
definitely the hardest one.
From former players, would it, like of Broncos, would Aqib Talib be a good Hulk? He get angry, snatch some chains.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one for sure.
I'm just trying to think of a Broncos Hulk. Yeah, there's like, no Talib.
There's no Talib smash. Like,
no, and the thing about Hulk is there's kind of a switch, right? Like you really don't want him to turn on that extra switch. Talib
Kenyon
was always on.
What about Kenyon Martin?
Yeah.
He's kind of a bad dude in a different way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think some people really think like Garrett Bowles.
I was just going to say Garrett Bowles, dude.
But to me, like the trick to Bowles' great last season was that he finally stayed even keel. He eliminated that Hulkness where he'd get rattled when something would happen, and he stayed even keel, and that allowed him to be consistent.
What about
we got
like
someone
Shelby
in the comments
Harris
saying champ?
Champ.
Champ smash.
No. Anthony, we're happy you're listening, but that is just the
maybe all time, like I don't know, Terrell Davis.
I think it's gotta be like a defensive lineman. It's gotta be like DeMarcus Ware or like Vaughn.
Yeah, Derek Wolfe, you know, someone like that.
Derek Wolfe. Yes.
Oh, Derek Wolfe was
Bill Romanowski. No, okay, all right. No,
yeah.
Could be.
All right. Let's move on to Iron Man, because clearly I don't think we're gonna come up with like a consensus on that one. Iron Man, AJ, who's your Iron Man?
Pulling from the ad. I don't know, I had a hard time with this one. I ended up going with Cale Makar because he's pretty innovative, and he's basically the guy that they're going to be copying for the next 10 years. All the young players growing up are going to try and be Cale Makar in the same way that Iron Man, you know, came up with the Iron Man suit, and then everybody was like, oh, I can copy that, and tried to do that. I don't know. That was a tough – trying to come up with an Iron Man was –
Iron Man's the most problematic one, especially if you read the character too literally, because like Iron Man was an alcoholic in the comics.
Yeah, well, right,
and womanizer at the beginning of the movies and stuff like.
Yeah, and they like they only like briefly touch on all of the downside of Tony Stark's very problematic personality in the MCU. But I don't know. I went with Makar.
I like that.
Look at Anthony coming back, redeeming himself with a great answer. Grubauer.
Grubauer in his goalie pads.
Whoa. It's like an Iron Man suit. I get it.
Pretty good.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
That's pretty good.
All right, Eric, who is the Nuggets Iron Man?
No, I mean, so I was like, well, I guess it'd probably be Jamal because he's got the sarcastic personality and he's able to rain hellfire down from above. But
well, and it's a double entendre because he's a super tough guy, so he could be that kind of Iron Man.
Yeah, but he's also injured and out, so it's tough to call a guy Iron Man. That's what you call, like, Jokic is the Iron Man of the Nuggets in that he played every single game. Like, that the way that Iron Man is usually used in the world of sports describes Jokic and does not describe Jamal Murray. But in the NCU/MCU crossover, I guess I would have to go with Jamal Murray. I don't know if he invents things. I assume he doesn't, but again, I have very limited options here.
Jamal plays the piano. He's been recently posting on his Instagram story playing the piano.
Well, Jamal was like really big on posting like him playing the piano until they drafted Zeke Nagy, who like actually plays the piano. And like then that like just kind of cut off, like just like fell into the background.
All right, Drew, your turn.
Wait, who are we doing? What's happening?
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Way to pay attention, Drew.
Again. Eric just went on for so long.
I was thinking for 20 seconds.
Section. Jamal Murray, sure, fine, we'll go with it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one is really hard. I went with MCU Iron Man, who's just very charismatic and everybody loves him. So I went Ryan McMahon with this one. The big smile, very popular out there, kind of a secondary leader of the team. Again, it's MCU Iron Man. Almost feels like he's kind of the leader of the whole thing, even though Captain America is the leader of the Avengers. So I think this year, if you're watching the games, Ryan McMahon's been their best player very comfortably, right? Like he's their guy. But is he the leader of the team just yet? Still a little early for that. He's kind of that next level down. I'm going Ryan Mac on this one. Again, there's not a perfect fit here, but very charismatic. Very valuable out on the field.
What about, your shirt sake? What about Kyle Freeland?
Kyle
injured,
Freeland.
Repaired again by science.
Again, he could. Kyle Freeland, I think, could be an inventor. Kyle Freeland has invented and tinkered, with his delivery several times. He used to have a pitch in the delivery that he took out. He's added different elements to it. He's throwing a changeup now 40% of the time. When he started out, he's only 5% of the time reinventing things. I like that. Was at the top of his game.
Hell yeah.
Then kind of had that downturn that was all of his own making. That's what Iron Man does in the MCU over and over again is end up inventing the villains of the story over and over again. That was Kyle Freeland in 2019, man. Just the invention of his own villain. Had to get sent down to the minors, learned a hard lesson, and went, I have to reinvent myself again, coming back strong. Kyle Freeland is Iron Man.
Hell yeah. You think since you're so convicted about it, you would have come up with that. But
all right, Eric. Dre, who's your Iron Man?
I was just so encapsulated in your Murray.
Definitely the hardest one, because even after hearing the guys go with their picks, I'm not quite sure what Iron Man's defining qualities are yet, as the context clue master that I am, but he's a leader.
Sure.
Technologically advanced, has tools at his disposal, perchance. I'm going to apply it as the sports Iron Man and being long-lasting. And I'm going Nikola Jokic. To me, I just described Jokic. He's a He is what 20 years we could have dreamed that maybe a modern basketball would be, but never even imagined that some 7-foot, 280-pound guy could play like a point guard, shoot threes at close to a 40% clip, have eyes behind his head, and do all this stuff, run pick and rolls as the ball carrier. Unheard of. Redefining the sport. Transcendent skill set. That's iron.
Plus he jumps like he is.
It's iron.
Eyeball.
I like it. Yeah, plus he jumps like he has rockets in his shoes. Just
exactly, to the moon. Exactly. Also, there was mention of humor. Nikola Jokic has amazing humor. Super underrated.
Speaking of humor, we got a super chat here of Ping King asking if AJ could do a handstand.
You got me confused with Rudo.
Oh.
Yeah. AJ's not the one that does tricks for money. That's Rudo. That's why he works on a Colfax corner.
Tricks for money, yeah.
Don't think that Rudo would do a handstand.
I bet he would.
I do.
For $2, I think it needs to be a little more.
I was going to say, I also don't think he would do it for $2.
Yeah, not for $2. No. But there's definitely a price at which.
Yeah, there's a price, and it's not as high as you think it is.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that took a lot longer than I thought it would. We have a lot more questions.
Tried to warn everyone.
So
nobody wants to see me in shorts. Just trust.
Let's do a little bit more of a speed round on some of these questions so we can get to all of them. AKA no long venting, all of you.
Andre.
Looking at all of you. Okay.
What?
We're gonna go with you, AJ. If AJ and Andre have like a little feud going on today, I love it. If just the Avs
in general
win the cup, who gets the Conn Smythe? Mac or Group? AJ, go.
If they were handing it out right now, this very day, Grubauer.
Wow.
I mean, wow. Makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. Eric, whose performance is most crucial to the Nuggets' success in the next round after Jokic?
Michael Porter Jr. Ooh.
Okay. Easy. I agree. Do we have anyone who disagrees with that one?
I might say Monte.
Step to me.
Monte? When MBJ gets hot, like, it's a game changer for them.
Taking on the Suns, Jay Crowder, Mikal Bridges. Those will be tough matchups. At the point guard, though, point guard and center are the massive matchups in this series. You said we can't mention Jokic. I'd say Monte. If they can get that two-man game, all of a sudden it's not impossible to beat this
one. Yeah, but you're also talking about the backup point guard.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not saying he's not important, but who's most important? You got to have shooters surrounding Jokic. Yeah. I have shooters, bro. All right, next.
All right, next question. AJ, will you kind of explain when it comes to the voting of the Vezina? We had someone ask, how much does early postseason performance sway opinions when it comes to the Vezina award?
Perfect. Voting gets done between the regular season and the start of the postseason, so it doesn't matter at all.
So the winner has already been elected.
Yeah, the voting is already completed. That's how we got to the finalists that have been slowly rolled out this entire week. And we'll continue into next week, I believe.
Is Vasilevskiy the presumptive favorite in that one, Adrian?
Maybe. I think there's going to be a very – I think at the end of the – when we see the ballots, I think it'll be close between Vasilevskiy and Fleury. And there will be a big jump because it's really been those two. And then the field from there. And Grubauer was a worthy nominee, but – he certainly didn't deserve to win it over those other cats based on the regular season. So, you know, and no postseason performance will affect it. He's the only award that he can go for based on postseason performance at this point is the Conn Smythe, which I just gave him after six games. So
yes. Who is AJ rooting for in the North Division?
The Jets. I want peace and harmony with my woman.
Yes. For people who don't know, AJ's woman is a Winnipeg Jets fan. So
yeah. So I want them to win. Although
they want a happy home.
Yeah. Next round, if it's Jets and Avs, but 2 weeks we will not be.
I was going to say, like, shouldn't you not root for the Jets for that reason? Like, isn't that the ultimate, like?
Hell no! Because if somebody's going to beat them, I absolutely want it to be Colorado, so I can board it over her forever.
That definitely took a turn.
Great relationship.
It's the same way with the USA Canada when they match up internationally in hockey. You think I haven't enjoyed the WJC result this year? Oh, that was a glorious evening in our household. So, I definitely want the Avs to smoke them.
I feel like Ryan would be the same with opposing teams if it made it to that level with me. I feel like
I want them to do well. That way, look, and I think the Avs would blow the Jets into pieces. But if the Jets won that series, I would be happy for her. So that would that's win-win. One of our teams is going to the Stanley Cup Finals at that point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got like five more questions. But before we get to that, Chevalier Mortgage, whether you're looking at refinancing your current mortgage or buying a new home, Mike in Virginia will make the process as simple and as smooth as possible. If you've gone through the loan process before, it's a lot. And even trying to buy a house right now is just, it's complicated. There's a lot going on with the market. So you want people you can trust, just like Mike and Virginia. They are so great. Like I said earlier, supporting our partners is supporting us. They're going to make sure you get great mortgage rates and help you out as much as they possibly can. So check them out at dnvrmortgage.com. You can be entered to win a free hat or a shirt. And you can call them directly at 303-257-6578. I already started off badly. Michael Chevalier, NMLS 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS 1910631. Guys, I haven't really talked much today. The voice is really struggling. I don't know how it's going to survive. We'll see. But it's not because I'm sick. It's because I was yelling for the Avs and for the Nuggets.
It's just because you're mentally sick.
I'm mentally exhausted. Went to two games this week, and it was amazing, but exhausting. All right. Next question. Drew, no rant here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Why do the Rockies play well at Coors and not as much on the road?
Oh boy. In a word, Drew.
Yeah. Drew, you want to just drop the link to your dissertation on Coors Field?
I was going
to
say, buy my book.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll do this as quickly as I can. The Coors Field hangover effect is a real thing. The baseball moves differently on the road than it does at home. That makes it much more difficult to hit. Also, pitchers are getting a lot better. Also, most pitchers are cheating. Check out all the stories about sticky balls. Just Google it. I'm sure nothing weird will come up.
It has nothing to do with Manscaped.
Do not image search that.
Yeah, no. Just check it all out. The fact of the matter is no Colorado Rockies team has ever been good at hitting the baseball on the road. It's one of the hardest things to do in all of professional sports, even when they've had good offenses. And the Colorado Rockies at this particular moment in time do not have a good offense. At the same time, they have fantastic starting pitching, which manages to keep them in baseball games. But that only matters when you score a couple of runs, which they can only do at home. So they're winning games at home. Why? Because their starting pitching is awesome. And these guys keep going 7 or 8 innings, which makes the bullpen a non-factor. And then the fact that Joshua is hitting 500 at Coors Field, you're going to win some baseball games out on the road. Doesn't work. They don't have the experience. It's a terrible cocktail of no experience, Coors Field hangover effect, lack of talent, and it's, you know, it shouldn't be this extreme, but the Rockies are always, they have only once in their history been over 500 on the road. Even the best offenses featuring guys like Todd Helton and Larry Walker could not hit on the road. It's a real problem, and it only gets worse the less talented you are.
That was a good job, Drew.
That was incredible.
It was reasonably succinct.
I think it was like a little over a minute. I'm proud of you.
The short answer is the ball moves way differently at Coors Field from pitcher's hand to the bat than it does out on the road. There's a lot of talk about what happens once guys hit the ball. Thin air and Coors and it flies farther and all this other stuff. Not nearly enough talk about what happens from the pitcher's hand to the catcher's mitt or the bat. The difference in how the ball moves, it's hard.
I don't understand how you went right from us complimenting you on how succinct your answer was, it just into a new answer.
I got baited into that.
You really did.
All right, next question. AJ, Avs 96, Avs 01, Avs 2021, who wins and why? I think the Avs 21 need to win the cup before they're in this conversation personally. Really, but yeah. AJ, you go.
96 would easily be the worst of those teams. In my opinion, but yeah, the Avs of today need to actually do something in order for them to be put in that kind of pantheon. But I think that it's tough to compare eras like that because they play such a different kind of game where, you know, you look at the 0-1 team has just an unbelievable top six.
two lines current, worth of Hall of Famers. Yeah.
The current team matches up pretty well against them, but Grubauer against Waugh is gonna be.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a tough go. Even Waugh would give them a chance in the 96 one just because that was Waugh still in his prime. I would still say the 0-1 for right now, but this current Avalanche team, I truly think that it's special, and I think that in a month and a half, 2 months, we're gonna look back on this and be like, oh wow, they were really quite good.
They're quite good.
I believe that will be the summation as well.
And instead of the people like who have spent most of this year just trying to pick them apart and tell everybody why this team isn't ready or this team isn't capable or whatever. I think this team is ready this is prove it time, right? Like this is put up or shut up. They're up 2-0 against what is their top competition, arguably the best team that they're going to face in the postseason. They're going into game 3 tonight. We're going to learn a whole lot about the killer instinct of the Colorado Avalanche tonight. And that's a thing that has kind of been in question. So I'm very, very excited to see as they start to build that answer, because they just keep checking boxes this year. So I'm not in the position to doubt them at this point. I think they're special.
What do I want for my birthday on Sunday?
A sweep.
For the Avs to sweep. If they oh my God, it's going to be wild. It's
has not happened so in modern amazing. NHL history, by the way.
Double sweeps?
Yeah. The longest has been 7 games.
So. I'm going to be so nervous. Like, if they win tonight and they head into Sunday, I'm going to be, like, so nervous because I'm going to want that sweep so badly. Oh, I almost hit my coffee. That's how excited I got.
One day at a time.
I know. Okay. Tonight. Let's just win tonight. Let the Avs win tonight. All right. Next question. Does the Nuggets team have a shot at the title this year or next year? So much can happen this year. If they do, do they have all the pieces they need, or do they need to go acquire someone else this offseason if they aren't winning the title this year?
They absolutely have what it takes to win next year. This year, it's like, although I don't know, like, that really comes down to what actually takes place in the West now. I mean, the West is completely wide open, you know, but then you obviously you look to a team like Brooklyn, one of these like grown in a Petri dish player empowerment nonsense teams in the East. And it seems like a tall task to think that the Nuggets could overcome. But when the Nuggets had Jamal Murray, when they made the Aaron Gordon trade, they were together for 10 glorious games. And in those 10 games, they were literally the best offense of all time in the NBA. They were perfectly balanced. The team made complete sense. All of the pieces worked together perfectly in tandem and in harmony. And then because the basketball and the sports gods are cruel, they took it from us. But the team themselves are – you know, they are resilient and they have not just quit on the season. And Nikola Jokic, all things are possible through our Lord and Savior, Nikola Jokic. I would be very surprised if they were able to really make it happen this year. But listen, next year, the sky is the absolute limit. If they're able to stay together and get Jamal Murray back, and Jamal Murray can be what Jamal Murray was before we lost him, I mean, they really don't need to look any further. They have the requisite pieces. It's just now then comes down to the cruel bounces of sports. Like, can they stay the course and can they stay together? But no, they absolutely do not need to go and acquire anybody.
Okay, perfect. The next question.
Can I just add?
Is,
yes. They, no matter what, they're adding Jamal Murray in the next year's
season. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, that's not insignificant.
You're adding a guy that in the playoffs last year had numbers that rivaled literally only Michael Jordan.
So, right.
Like, that means something. That's I don't know if you guys watch basketball, but that's valuable.
Yeah.
To have numbers that are similar to Michael Jordan.
We have Anthony D in the comments saying, I haven't watched the NBA since the Supersonics left Seattle. Anthony, that's how bitter I am.
Come, listen, if you want to be swept back in, if you want to be swept off of your feet and back into the NBA, Nikola Jokic is the right date.
It happened to Drew.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic is so undeniable. He's I've deemed him that he's the top human being. He's the number one human.
Oh wow.
He's the best. Like you see him off the court, like all he does is like pick up children and like laugh about, like hug his competitors. He raises horses. There's like nothing bad about this guy. Like the more that I learn about him, I'm like, there's gotta be something. And then like I find something out, I'm like, oh my God, he's more delightful. Makes me feel bad about myself that I'm only getting worse and he's getting better.
Yep, we have Billy in the comments saying this Nuggets team are the path to healing, my friend. So true. All right.
He's perfect.
He is perfect.
The last question for today is D-line shirt design Mount Rushmore from each of us.
Can we have generational Mount Rushmores?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Because like a 90s Mount Rushmore would be one thing, right? And then like a Mount Rushmore of today would be totally different and just as justifiable.
What's up, brother? Well, I'm pretty sure we have done – Kale just said hi to Andre. we have done Mount Rushmores from the past and from the – present on TDSPs before, so definitely check that out. But I don't know if we've done it for every single team.
Same eras would be fun.
Okay. Let's go to Mount Rushmore's of Eric Weedham, Blaze.
Mount Shirtmore.
Designs. Does anyone want to go first? Eric, do you have your favorites already?
Yep.
Okay, what are your favorites?
My favorite is the three-headed monster. That's my favorite one that I've done for DNVR.
Wow. What?
Yep, that's my favorite. That's I just love that. I love that little character. He's so awesome. Like, I like that it actually looks like them without actually looking like them. Like you can kind of tell who's who. Like, and a lot of that came from AJ telling me that I needed to add more forehead to Mikko Rantanen. And I obliged, and it was the right call.
Correct.
Absolutely. So great.
Yeah, I mean, like everything. My favorite way of designing is like drawing. I just love cartoons. I love drawing like sports cartoons, but it's like not always appropriate. So anytime that I get to, just makes me happy. That's my favorite.
Okay. What is so? Give us the rest. Your other three.
Then I also like, I don't know. This is weird because I made this. I guess.
Okay. All right. So he's just giving
making his own Mount Rushmore that it is a little odd.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Then AJ, what is your Mount Rushmore of these shirts?
I would say the McKinnon,
16 bit.
Yeah.
That appeals to me. on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
And then I love Big Moose.
Big Moose
is pretty. He's just such an adorable little moose, and it just feels so much like Mikko Rantanen because you're like, he's so cute and like he's just like an adorable, but he will fucking kill you, and it's just like. Ask Vegas how that feels. Like they haven't seen Mikko Rantanen in prime Mikko Rantanen at all, and all of a sudden, you know, you leave him open for 1 second and you're down 2-0 in a series.
I do like seeing Bruno wear the Big Moose. It is like it's exactly that. Like it just makes him all the more adorable.
He's Bruno more did a watch along last game, and so in overtime, there is a clip, you can find it on Twitter or on our YouTube, of Bruno just wearing the Big Moose shirt and literally just direct eye contact with the camera. Nico! It's amazing. I highly recommend watching it. He's like freaking out. Wow. It's so good. And then you hear the bar in the background going nuts. All right. Do you have any more? Or should we just do favorites? I feel like Mount Rushmore is hard.
I like,
there's so many.
I also like the Kale. I like both of the Kale shirts, the All Hell Kale and then the Kale Head.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 16 bits up there for me. Team Letters are definitely on my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, Team Letters is so good.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Let me get to it.
Somber Shuffle is legendary. That's like literally become a thing, and just like how that encapsulates that great shot is really awesome. And I'll close it out with my whoever the fourth president is on Mount Rushmore. For me, it's Purple Rain. I love
it's such a good like quality reference, and it looks great.
I know.
Like, the Rockies were dope when we released that shirt. Like, that was a fun one to rock.
I like the rakes because it has a direct correlation to how they're hitting exactly at the moment that you're looking at it, which is the way to evaluate any shirt.
Yeah,
that always plays well.
Drews, what is your favorite?
Yeah, they're park adjusted.
My all time favorite is the Team Letters. I love the synergy of that.
So good.
I really love the way that works. I always love that Wolters one. I thought it was dope. I dug the unique design of it.
My Rockies designs have been the most problematic.
We're not getting into that now.
I love all the Rockies designs.
That's we need new ones. I owe you guys new Rockies designs. It's just the Rockies have been like not really not inspiring me.
Yeah. Sucks, but yeah, and people aren't. You know, I love the Walker Hall of Fame one. I rock that one all the time. That's definitely my new favorite, right? Your new fave goes with that. I love to be able to rock that thing. The one I got on now, the homegrown Freeland. We've probably got like three different versions of this. Katie wears her homegrown Freeland to work all the time, gets compliments on it. All the Rockies designs are dope. They just
also a cool thing about that one is that Kyle Freeland actually like worked with Eric on that one, so that's awesome.
It's true.
Yeah.
My favorite.
I also like the City Skyline, by the way, for non-Rockies.
Oh yeah. All the diehards are awesome.
And there's that Nuggets one that I actually wear all the time. That if you were just looking at it, you wouldn't necessarily know it was the Nuggets one. It's just kind
of fusion of logos.
And it says DNVR under the bottom left there. That one. Yeah. That's probably the one that I wear the most.
Yeah. That for anybody that doesn't know, we released that in conjunction with Breckenridge Brewery when they came out with their Mile High City Copper Lager. So that, and the idea was to honor the entire history of the Nuggets by taking all of their logos from all of the eras and combining it into one new master logo.
Yeah.
All right. My favorites are the Turn the Lights Off, Carry Me Home. I probably wear that one the most. The 16-bit McKinnon. And then I wear the DMVR hoodie a lot. But the one of my favorites has to be, which Eric is going to roll his eyes at, is the Crying Nebraska Kid, because it is just so targeted. Like, if you're a Buffs fan, you freaking know. You see that out, and everyone's like, oh my god, that's amazing. Even the kid that is featured in this. We got music coming in.
That was weird.
The kid that is featured in this wanted a shirt of this. Like, that's how good it is. So I love the Crying Nebraska one, but they're all hits.
His endorsement was pretty cool.
That was so funny.
Because it felt a little not great. And then he was like, this is awesome. I want one. And I was like, okay, well, if he doesn't feel bad, then.
And all of his whole friends and family freaking loved it. They all were dying about it and bought it as well. So that one's a little one that not many people see all the time. But if you're wearing it, people are like, that's amazing. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of the Denver Sports Podcast. Thank you guys all for hanging out. I hope you have a wonderful Friday. Don't forget to join the DNVR Lounge. The Discord to be able to ask questions and have us answer your questions on these podcasts and chat and talk to Nuggets fans, Avs fans, Rockies fans, Buffs fans, Broncos fans, all the fans of everything in a really nice, awesome community. We've got Avs tonight. I recommend getting there early. Weekends are wild. So if you are going to the bar tonight, definitely try and get there. I've had so many people be like, 2 hours before? That's crazy.
That's it, yeah. If you want a table, you need
to. Yeah, if you want a table, I've walked in there 2 hours before for Nuggets and Avs last weekend, and it was standing room only already 2 hours before. So you want a table, definitely try and get there early.
There's another game on before. Jets Canadiens are at 5:30. So
yeah, and also, like, if you don't let not getting a table be a deterrent to not come, because
straight up make friends.
If you're going to show up an hour ahead of time and like just stand around, like, that kind of sucks. But like, if you show up like around game time and like, you can just stand, there's like the back of every booth is actually designed for people to sit on and lean up against. And then just sort of milling about with the rest of the fans. Like, it just makes for such an incredible environment when it's just wall-to-wall people, and it's just everybody is locked in and you are part of the larger organism. So come by, definitely. Don't be discouraged by not getting a table. Come through.
We've also added more tables so that you might not necessarily have a chair, but you will at least have a place to put your food down or whatever. It's just such a fun environment. I highly recommend coming. And like AJ said, make friends with people. Like, that's the best part of going to a place like the DMVR bar, is that everyone there is there for the same exact purpose, to cheer on the Avs. And we've had so many people come out and say like, oh my God, I've met people that I go to every game with now at the DMVR bar or at a DMVR watch party. So make friends, come hang out. It's going to be an awesome weekend, and we will see you guys later. Hopefully the Avs get the sweep. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Let's go.